Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My name's Heather, and today I just wanted to do a quick Britney Spears update, kind of what is going on in social media and what is going on with Jamie Lynn Spears, that's Britney's little sister. What is going on? I'm not going to go into too much detail because I'm going to do like quite a few episodes on this topic, but I just wanted to get this short little podcast out to you guys in case you are wondering what my thoughts are on this subject. But before then, you can actually hear a little ad that I have prepared for you guys. And also, I wanted to mention you can find me on social media. If you search Heather Iris or Heather Iris Social, and if you want to make a donation on here or on my Venmo, you can go ahead and do that. My Venmo is at Heather Iris. There will be also a link in the episode details and everything like that. But anyways, let's go ahead and talk about what's going on with Britney and her little sister, Jamie Lynn Spears. Okay, I figured I should also give a little disclaimer because I have a little kitten and I just recently adopted her and she is the sweetest, cutest little thing in the world. But she definitely purrs very loudly, which I obviously love because I think it's very cute and it's sweet and she's cuddling me right now. But you might hear her in and out of, you know, any of my videos. She's being so cute right now. I wish you could see her. She like lets me rub her little chest and her tummy and she just sits like a little rabbit. It's the cutest thing. If you want a video, you can definitely check out my social media because I have photos of her and videos because I'm definitely like a little cat mom and I love her. But I just thought I'd mention if you hear some little purring in the background, that's what that is. Okay, so let's jump right into it. So pretty much recently, within the last few weeks, there's been a lot going on with Britney Spears. Oh my gosh, there's been so much going on with Britney Spears. And a huge part of my podcast in the past has been dedicated to Britney Spears and just, you know, everything that's going on in her life and her conservatorship and Free Britney and everything. So I haven't even done a like celebratory podcast episode where I talk about how Britney's out of her conservatorship. I always say it weird. So that's obviously great news. So there's been, unfortunately, it's kind of sad that there's, you know, this is huge. She's been in her conservatorship for, I believe was 13 years, 13 or 11. I should know this, but I haven't brushed up on my Britney lately. So I need to get back into the swing of things. So yeah, she just recently, surprisingly, amazingly has gotten out of her conservatorship. And so obviously Britney fans, you know, everyone's excited. Everyone's, you know, so excited to hear from her because really she's had pretty much a gag order over, you know, her whole life and everything that's happened with her. She hasn't been able to speak out on social media for, I want to say 13 years. Forgive me if I don't have the exact year right. It's either 11 or 13. I just am bad at remembering little details, so I apologize. And that's not a little detail. But anyways, so she hasn't been able to talk on social media, and tell her story and everything that's happened with her yet, because literally her conservatorship just barely ended. So the kind of scummy thing that has happened is Britney Spears' little sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, has actually just recently released a tell-all memoir, whatever you want to call it, on it's supposed to be just pretty much on her life, on Jamie Lynn Spears's life, but it's not, I've almost finished the book. I honestly have kind of like lost steam of reading it because I did not buy the book. I was able to check it out, luckily, because I didn't want to support that. Because I don't know. I have compassion for Jamie Lynn Spears. Okay, sorry. I'm already like jumping ahead into things. Let me just explain what's happened, and then I'll tell you my perspective at the very end. So pretty much what's happened is she just recently, Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney Spears's little sister, has just recently released a book about Jamie Lynn Spears's life. As well, a huge part of it is Jamie Lynn Spears's relationship with Britney Spears and some of the things that happened right before Britney Spears was in a conservatorship. There's been some things that have not, like, just really paint Britney in not the best of light, to put it lightly. I mean, that's to put it lightly. So I will talk more about her book in a future podcast where I have more time. So like I was saying, I will do a bunch of episodes on this topic, Jamie Lynn Spears's book. After she released her book, she's obviously doing promotional interviews to promote her book and everything. And there's been a few different interviews she's done, and I can give recaps on those as well if you don't want to give her a view or whoever, hosted these interviews. She did interviews with bigger names like I think Entertainment Tonight. Another one was, I want to say Insider. Again, I need to brush up on the details, which I will do before I do my like actual podcast. This is just like a little podcast chit chat. While I'm waiting for my, I have some like cheese rolls that I'm gonna eat once they're cooled. So I just figured I'd jump right in, kind of tell you what's going on, and then update you more in detail later. So anyways, so she's been doing, these promotional interviews about what's in her book, which pretty much obviously all the questions are about Britney Spears and what she's said about her sister Britney Spears, especially not the great stuff, which obviously, anyone that wants to interview Jamie Lynn Spears, I don't want to like say that she doesn't have much to talk about other than Britney Spears. Because I feel like that's kind of mean because she didn't control like which family she was born into. But she doesn't really have a whole like she wasn't really in the public eye and had like a long career. I mean, she kind of had a short career and then she's kind of doing this like what is it called? Like comeback, I don't know, tour, whatever you want to call it. She has kind of stayed out of the public eye. And so this has been kind of, obviously any of the questions are going to be basically about Britney Spears. I mean, that's just kind of the name of the game because Britney Spears is, obviously Britney Spears is a huge, 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 huge icon celebrity. And also with everything that's going on with, her getting released out of her conservatorship, huge news. So this is a huge story. So, interviewing Jamie Lynn Spears is a huge interview, like at least right now, because of everything that's happening with Britney Spears and her conservatorship and everything like that. So the things like one of the biggest interviews where she kind of dropped a lot of I don't know what. I don't know, like her story, I guess, like a lot of kind of sordid details. She talked about Britney Spears, and I won't get into what exactly she says. You've probably have heard about some of the things she has said, which they're not great at all. So obviously she went on like one of the interviews she had, which was really random in my opinion, was she went on a podcast called Call Her Daddy, and it's a huge podcast, but it's kind of random because I don't think I've like really, seen any like big celebrities on that podcast. And it's more of like a kind of like a raunchy podcast in general. So it's just kind of a very odd pairing. I feel like they're both kind of in different demographics. And I don't know. I'll de definitely have to talk about that interview because it's just bizarre. Oh my gosh, there's so much to just dive into. So pretty much, obviously, Jamie Lynn Spears has said some defamatory, definitely nasty things about, or just like really like, just I don't know, just like unnecessary, uncaring, like really callous, hurtful things about Britney Spears. And then Britney Spears has actually spoken out against her sister now quite a few times, on her Twitter as well as her other social media, platforms. Britney Spears has been, I mean, just so raw and just really calling her sister out, saying how she just can't believe that her sister would say these horrible things about her. Has flat out even said that her sister's lying about some of these things. And I mean, Britney Spears, like my jaw dropped like when I read some of Britney Spears's what she was responding to and how she was responding. And I think it's really interesting because I think it's important to remember that Britney Spears hasn't been on social media. I mean, she technically has been, but she hasn't been on social media for, I mean, I would say 13 years, and a lot has happened and progressed in social media. And so she is very raw and unedited, and I like that about her, but there's definitely like some things that it comes off as like really is it came on really strong, but I don't blame her. I mean, my opinion, my take on this is obviously I'm siding with Britney because I feel like Britney should be able to tell her own story. It's really, nobody's business. What's happened in her family during her lowest points in her life. Like, she legitimately went through trauma. And for somebody else to feel like they're gonna profit off her trauma and tell her story even before she got that opportunity is just really hurtful and disappointing, to say the least. And just wrong. Like, it's just, I can't imagine if a sibling of mine or somebody I loved and cared about, somebody in my family would do that. I don't know. It's just betrayal. It's definitely betrayal, and it's just really sad. So that's kind of my thoughts on it. Like I said, I will talk more about it in some upcoming podcast episodes, along with some other topics. But if you enjoy this podcast, if you want to support me and my podcast, you can make a donation, like I already said, on Venmo at Heather Iris, or you can even make a donation on here. And definitely check out my social media. You can see pictures of, everything that's going on in my life, there's a lot to see and a lot to catch up on. Anyways, I hope you guys are having a great week, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.